What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live at Bridgestone Arena, Pete and Terry's Tavern, ahead of tonight's game between the Preds and the Dallas Stars. We've been telling you all morning and since yesterday that on the Plaza from 5 to 7, you can drop off different items to help those in need for tornado cleanup. So we'll be accepting donations to give back to that. This is what we need: flashlights, hand sanitizers, batteries, trash bags, work gloves. You can just find the 102.5 The Game tent or our sister station 102.9 The Buzz and drop those things off. The OVC tournament is underway in Evansville. Let's say hello to Casey Alexander, the head coach of the Belmont Bruins. Casey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing?
Doing well. Let's start things off with everything that has transpired over the last few days. We all know what happened early Tuesday morning. First of all, everything good on your side of town with you and your family?
Yeah, we made it out okay, and I'm sorry for those that didn't.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, though, when things like this happen, Casey. You've been in this town a long time. Everybody comes together, and even if your neighbor or even if somebody lives 20 miles across town from you, they become your neighbor. And so it's been awesome to see the outpouring of support as people are trying to help the cleanup with Germantown and East Nashville, Donelson, Putnam County, and everybody affected.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those of us that live here know that Nashville is one of those kind of towns. And, you know, if there is a silver lining in something that's so tragic for so many, that would be one of them for sure. So I'm not surprised at all. It was pretty predictable, actually, that Nashville would come together and rally together during this time.
I don't know if you have any answers to this yet, but are there any things that Belmont is starting to put together to help with things? I know a lot of stuff is coming out over the past few days of just different donations and things to help.
Right. I do know that Belmont has been very proactive, as they always are in the community, but I'm not in the middle of those circles where I could give you any of the specifics or how to help. I know that I've got several emails, and I know they've coordinated to do what we can to help where we can.
Well, absolutely. And I know you're getting ready for you don't even know who your opponent is yet, but getting ready for a game Friday night in the OVC tournament. So let's first talk about three sophomores that got quite the honor. Adam Kunkel, who we actually talked to last week, Grayson Murphy and Nick Mazinski were all named All-OVC first team. What can you say about those three fine young men that were able to help your team?
Well, obviously, all three of them had great years. You know, it's good for us that they're all just sophomores and going to be around for a while. And then, you know, most specifically, the fact that they're each so different and really provide our team with a lot of versatility. I mean, you know, Grayson Murphy's the playmaker, the energy guy, the guy that, you know, is just relentless with coming up with big plays. Adam Kunkel's been our leading scorer all season long and had a great year. And then Nick Mazinski inside is a weapon that, quite frankly, a lot of people at our level just don't have.
And then Murphy was also named the OVC Defensive Player of the Year. I think sometimes, you know, we just want to see buckets and threes and things like that. You lose sight of how important the defensive game is.
Yeah, you definitely do. And, you know, here's a guy that's our point guard that led us in defensive rebounding by far, like by a wide, wide margin. And then the same is true with steals. He averaged 3 steals a game, which is a huge number. So, overall, Grayson leads us in – gosh, offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding, assists, steals, shooting percentages are near the top. So he's had a tremendous year.
TSU, they won their game in overtime last night against Morehead State. Now, you guys closed out the season with them. They gave you a fight. You guys were able to get the win. But Coach Penny Collins, he's got himself a ball club over there that, you know, could make it interesting in the OVC tournament.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's done a great job with his team. And anytime you're winning games in March, things are going your way. So it'll be interesting to see. They play Eastern Kentucky tonight, and then we'll play the winner of that game. Eastern Kentucky swept them during the regular season. Their pressure really bothered Tennessee State, but it'll be a great game, and then whoever we play, I'm sure that'll be the same.
Are you in Evansville yet? Are you able to watch these games, or are you just watching on TV?
Yeah, no, I just watch on TV. We've practiced here in just a little bit, and then we're headed north.
So you'll be leaving today. So what type of I guess you're going to play who you play, but what type of scouting, what type of things are you able to accomplish as you watch some of these early games?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week for us. Just, we've got an extra day that we, compared to a regular season week where we play on Thursday and Saturday, we don't play till Friday. So the extra day has allowed us to rest. We've sprinkled in some scouting for all of our potential opponents, but quite honestly, we've done very little of it. We're fortunate in a sense that, we're going to play Tennessee State or Eastern Kentucky, and those were actually two of our last three regular season games. So a lot of familiarity there. I don't think it's going to be too difficult to get ourselves ready quickly once we know who we're playing.
This is your first OVC tournament as the head coach at Belmont. You obviously being around here, you know what the OVC is. But I know for us as media, it's been fun to see Belmont, TSU have a good season, Austin Peay at the top, Murray State, of course. But what's it like from the coach's point of view of just seeing some quality basketball in the OVC?
Well, it's been an honor to be a part of it. It's been a fun year for me. I mean, it's my first year not to be in the A-Sun, gosh, in probably 20 years, because when I was at Belmont before, they were also in the A-Sun. So it's a new experience. I'm told that I've been to the Ford Center. I know what a great place that is, and appreciate how the people in Evansville have embraced the tournament, and we're just ready to get there and see what we can do.
Absolutely. Well, Casey, we wish you the best of luck, and thanks for taking some time this morning to come on with us, and hope it all goes well. I hope we're talking to you about an OVC championship.
Yeah, it makes two of us. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Casey Alexander, the head coach of the Belmont Bruins. Again, they are going to play tomorrow night. They will, play the winner of Tennessee State Eastern Kentucky. So TSU and Eastern Kentucky will play at 6:30 Central tonight on ESPN+. Plus, Eastern Illinois will play Austin Peay at 8:30 Central. And then again tomorrow, you'll have you'll have the winner of TSU Eastern Kentucky play Belmont in the early game at 7:00, and then the winner of Eastern Illinois Austin Peay play Murray State. So that's something that we talk a lot about on this show is. These teams from the area, of course, Ja Morant went to Murray State, but not too far from here. OVC basketball is fun. You get in, we're in SEC country, and Vanderbilt gets a big win the other night. Tennessee beats Kentucky, but OVC basketball, I think, gets undervalued at times, and I miss the tournament being here. That was one of the things that I got to do early on in my career is go to the OVC tournament and watch some quality hoops, and Rick Byrd's teams at Belmont always were able to really put on a show, and now you have Austin Peay that they're doing well, and TSU with Brian Penny Collins. So it's definitely some quality basketball with the OVC. So I miss it being in Nashville, but I know Evansville has really embraced it, and they're able to really put on a show. SEC action from last night: Ole Miss, Kermit Davis defeated Missouri 75-67. So as they get ready for the SEC tournament next week, how about Arkansas beating LSU 99-90? LSU has been one of those up and down teams, just like Auburn. They lose to Texas A&M 78-75. So some teams that you think that, and Willie will do his bubble update tomorrow, some teams that you think, all right, they're probably going to be good in the SEC tournament and then get into the big dance. They're faltering a little bit at the end of the regular season, Elijah. Elijah, I know you keep up with all the college hoops, but were you surprised by that to see Arkansas beat LSU?
Not really. I actually, coming into the season, felt Arkansas would have been a top five or six team in the SEC when fully healthy. What's really hurt them was in the last couple of weeks not having Isaiah Joe, even though he's kind of had a little bit of a difficult year shooting the ball, where he was on a blistering pace last year. And Mason Jones has really come out of nowhere, and he's like an SEC Player of the Year contender. They're finally fully healthy, and they play really well at home. And they play a really interesting pace, too, an interesting brand of basketball. And Eric Musselman's done an excellent job in his first year. So that one didn't surprise me as much as Texas A&M winning at Auburn. That one stunned me.
Auburn is just so hard to figure out. Like, I think they're going to make a good run at it. I mean, I would think that it could be, depending on the seeding, but Auburn and Kentucky in the SEC final. But And they're going to make the tournament, and who knows what happens there. But they just some of the losses they have, you kind of go, huh?
Oh, a lot of them are head-scratching. And that's the weird thing about Auburn is they could beat anyone in the country, but at the same time, they could lose to anyone in the country because of the style of play they have, too. Bruce Pearl wants them to throw up about 50% of their shots to be threes. And sometimes it can bite you in the rear. And last night, it kind of did. And Texas A&M kind of bullied them a little bit, and some of Auburn's bigs got in foul trouble. And that's kind of a perfect recipe to lose to a team like Texas A&M, who, to their credit a little bit, Buzz Williams has done an excellent job at least making them competitive. I think that was their ninth SEC win, and they were projected to be next to last coming into the season. So they've improved a little bit, but out of all the games that Auburn would play at home, I mean, that was their first loss at home this year. I would not have suspected that the one team to get them in Auburn would have been Texas A&M, by no means.
Yeah, their losses on the road at Alabama, which Alabama's not great, so they just lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they were a bubble team until then, and that one got burst pretty quickly.
At Florida, which Florida, they're considered a bubble team, right?
Yeah, more so now because they kind of got hot a little later, which that's a team I haven't been able to figure out all year long. At the beginning of the season,
I don't think anybody could figure them out.
I thought they would have won the whole thing, them getting Kerry Blackshear and Scotty Lewis, who's supposed to be a top, five or six freshman in the country, who's a McDonald's All-American. Yeah. That team had a lot of experience coming back, and they've just been incredibly disappointing. But they've picked it up a little bit, and then losing to Tennessee on the road kind of set them back a little. So I'd say they're pretty square on the bubble. It could be 50-50 for them.
Yeah, and then Auburn lost at Missouri, at Georgia, at Kentucky, which makes sense. And then last night at home to Texas A&M, their last game will be at Tennessee at TBA, Thompson Bowling Arena. That's going to do it for this one. When we come back, Darren will rejoin the show. We hope to have Willie on as well as they wrap up morning skate duties. We'll get you the latest from that and what the lines look like. Ryan Johansson appears to be back and healthy after missing the other night due to an illness. Darren Donican Chase rolls on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Darren Donican Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app as well. We've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of you have reached out that either have been affected or know somebody affected from the tornadoes that went through our area early Tuesday morning. And one of those people is legendary Cumberland University baseball coach Woody Hunt. He is on the line with us now. Coach Hunt, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm still walking around and getting ready to take a road trip, play a key weekend series for us, but I'm doing fine.
Well, that is the thing that is most important, to hear your voice and hear that you're doing fine. I mean, there have been so many people affected by this tornado, including you and your wife, Irma. Your house was basically destroyed in Lebanon during the tornado. It's good to hear that you and your wife are both safe, though.
Yeah, we were safe, and it's the main thing, and we realized that, and we got through it, and then in the long run, we'll be better off probably. We've had so much support and outpouring of love, it's been overwhelming, but we're just thankful that we're still here.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was, I mean, I've been reading, you know, you've done some interviews with the newspaper and everything. What was that whole experience like of just when you got the alert on your phone that the alarm was going off, that you knew you had to get to shelter?
Yeah, it was so quick that I didn't have a chance to really get scared. My wife was very calm and peaceful. And it was just, we had our phone alarm went off and woke us up. And then my son was calling frantically. And then we went to the TV, and the lady said, we need to get to the cover quickly if we live in these areas. That's what I did. I went to the cover as quick as I could, and we got to the inner closet of the bedroom, which was probably the safest place to be. We didn't think about the bathroom, but we went there and crouched down. As soon as we crouched down, it happened, and we were there about a minute, and eventually we didn't think anything would happen. You know, you go through all those before, and you just don't take them serious enough, and that's been my history. I've never taken as serious as I should have. I will from now on. Well, we sat down and just waited for a minute, and then stuff started falling on our heads, and then we heard a loud train-like sound and the vacuum of the tornado. Just, you could feel the pressure, and it just went over top of our head and took the roof off. And then we left the closet went to the other end of the house into my man cave and sat there, and we knew we had, went outside with other neighbors and we looked around the best we could. We knew we had damage, but didn't know we had that much till daylight. Then the rains came and destroyed everything inside.
Oh, I hate hearing that, Coach. What has the outpouring of support been like from the Cumberland University family and everyone there around you?
Well, it's been overwhelming. I really can't describe it. It's been more of a blessing to go through this than a heartache. It's truly outweighs the heartache. We've had so much support, phone calls, texts, gifts, money, everything you can imagine. My church has been really good to me, our family, the community, our president, our AD, my players, my former players, coaches from all over the country. You know, it's just overwhelming to feel that support, and I don't think it's going to stop.
So I heard you say as we started this that you're about to go on a road trip because you have games this weekend. Is this going to be therapeutic for you to kind of get back to business as usual and being a coach?
Yeah, I think it will be. Yeah, to get away from all the stuff you have to do after something like this happens. And so I'm looking forward to getting on the bus and maybe taking a nap and getting my head together a little bit. And we're staying with my son till we get the apartment that our insurance is going to take care of. And so it will be good to get away from all of it and just sit down and not have to do anything but answer text messages and emails and all that, which I will do.
So how far away does your son live from you and your wife?
He lives at 109 in Wilson County, probably 7 miles from us. And we're just staying with them for a few days, and we'll go to an apartment complex on Monday.
So what you know, we've seen on the TV, you know, just the damage in different areas, Lebanon and, you know, Wilson County and Putnam County. What with the rest of your neighborhood, what are some of your neighbors going through?
Well, there's some that have had some damage. There's maybe a couple that's had the roof taken off like mine, you know. I don't know how many. I haven't had a chance to drive around like I wanted to because I've been so wrapped up in my situation. But there's a lot of trees down, a lot of minor damage, but, you know, just trees everywhere. And everybody's kind of cleaning up from the mess, and it's just a lot of damage everywhere, to be honest with you.
It's so crazy to see, too. I've seen, like, in parts of East Nashville that you'd have one side of the street that's completely destroyed and the other just a few trees down. It just shows you how defined a tornado can be of where its path is.
Yeah, same way here. It hit my house, and my neighbor next door didn't do anything. And got a tree in his backyard, a big tree. And it was just looks like it just kind of bounced around from place to place. And it's weird how those things operate, but they're powerful, I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time today. We, your family in our thoughts and prayers, and hope that everything is able to get rebuilt, and glad that you're safe and sound, and good luck this weekend with the games.
Well, thank you so much. I just can tell you this. My faith has been deepened, and my confidence in mankind has been deepened quite a bit because of all the love we've been shown.
Absolutely. That's a very good way to put it. Have a good one.
Thank you for calling, and I hope everybody else who's suffering can get through it. And it will take time, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Woody Hunt, Cumberland University, legendary coach there. He's won 1,600 games or more. He's been coaching for 39 years there. Appreciate Drew Chester from our staff, our sales team, for setting that up. And just some of the stories, you know, that we've heard. We talked to Paul Wade, the head coach at DCA, head football coach at DCA yesterday. We spoke with him about everything going on over there. And I saw last night that the DCA baseball team was able to scrimmage because they don't have a facility right now. Well, Vanderbilt, the Hawk, opened up their doors and allowed them to come over there. And for those of you that listen to this show and know Tim Corbin, you know that's no surprise that they were able to work that out and to do that. But this is just the type of things that you see with stuff like this. And we told you, you know, we have been telling you that what we're doing is taking donations tonight from 5 to 7 on the Bridgestone Arena Plaza. You can come out and drop off different things, work gloves, large trash bags, batteries, flashlights, hand sanitizer at our tent, the 102.5 The Game tent. or our 102.9 The Buzz tent, our sister station, and also at our radio station. You can drop things off during our business hours, 8:30 to 5:30 at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike. Bigger things, tarps, rolled plastic, hand sanitizer, laundry detergent, even more work gloves, big bulk items. You can drop those off, and any little bit helps. You know, we talked to the Nashville Community Resource Center yesterday, and all the things that they're trying to do. They do a tremendous job in not only reaching out in our area, in East Nashville and Germantown and Lebanon and Donelson, but also Putnam County and the surrounding areas, trying to do the best that they can to help the people that are displaced from those storms. And you know, we've spent the last few days talking about it, and it's just kind of wakes you up a little bit of how short life really is, and how sweet it is, and how you just need to love one another and help one another. And so that's what we're trying to do. So appreciate Coach Woody Hunt for joining us to talk about his story. Willie was wandering around, so he'll be back soon. Darren as well, and we'll get you set for the Preds and the Stars coming up tonight here at Bridgestone Arena on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. ESPN 94.9 Game 2 is the official radio home of the Nashville Soccer Club. Listen in this Saturday as Nashville SC hits the road to take on the Portland Timbers. Pre-game begins at 5:45 with kickoff at 6 only on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. So you can check that out. Of course, we made that announcement last week, and they made their debut and fell 2-1 to Atlanta United. So we're live at Bridgestone Arena, Pete and Terry's Tavern. It's lunchtime almost. You can come in and say hello to us as we are here on every game day. The Predators taking on the Dallas Stars later on tonight. You heard us talk to Mike Hyka earlier about that matchup, and I'm curious to see what the first 10 minutes of this game looks like, and here's why. Number one, I have been belaboring this point that the head coach, John Hines, said Monday night after the 8-3 loss to Edmonton that they got what they deserved in the third period, that they looked like a team that wanted an easy game. And then they came out, and Roman Josi was like, we got to play mad. That's how we have to attack Minnesota in the next game. And then they came out and basically played the same way. John Hines said that. He goes, I didn't like our first period. We looked like we were doing a lot of the same things that we did Monday night. That bothers me. Bothers me a lot. At this point in the year with a veteran group, and Robbie Stanley did a tremendous job Monday night asking the tough questions, that – hey, you can't do that this time of year when you're at this point in the standings. I mean, you look at the Predators right now. They're 2 points out of a playoff spot. They are knocking on the door. Vancouver has lost 4 in a row. They're at 74. Winnipeg also has 74. Arizona has 74 points. Minnesota with 73. Nashville, they're at 72. They can get in a good spot with a win tonight. But losing three in a row and seeing the way that they have started games or finished games as of late, the inconsistencies, guys, it worries me. And, I mean, we've seen it in 66 games. We've seen it all year long that this team has been up and down and up and down and up and down. I mean, that they got to figure that out. And at this point, you kind of wonder, okay, so you're going to just snap your fingers and figure it out? It can happen. I've seen it happen. Well, it's got to start tonight because there's going to be a lot of emotion in this game. I want to see this team. I'm not saying that they need to go fight Corey Perry. It's not what I'm saying at all. Just come out with a little extra emotion. Come out ticked off for greatness. No, you know what? Come out pissed off for greatness. That's what they need to do. Just come out and take it to Dallas in the first 10 minutes. Show that this is your barn and you're going to own this game. Get those 2 points. I mean, that's what the Predators have to do. They have to come out with a little bit extra emotion. The line rushes today, Ryan Johansson, as we said, back after an illness. Colton Sissons, Ryan Johansson, Kalle Yarncroke, the first line. Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, Mikhail Granlund, your second line. Grimaldi, Bonino, Smith, Trennan, Turris, Arvidsson, Blackwell, and Watson, the two extras. Defense pairs, Josi Ellis, Tenordi Ekholm, Hamus Fabbro, Weber, Holzer, the extras, in morning skate. They did not practice yesterday, so they had a full morning skate. Looks like UC Saros will get the nod tonight in between the pipes against a very tough Dallas team that You know, they've lost two games in a row in overtime, but they got some firepower. We all know about Sagan, Jamie Benn, Alex Radulov, Heiskanen. But, you know, this is a team that they can get rattled. And while they've had the Predators' number this season so far, you know, this is the type of game that with all the other extra things, this is number one, it's the first game in Nashville since the events of Tuesday morning. So there's going to be emotions running high that people, they're going to come to the game and they just need their hockey team. You're going to have the emotions of Corey Perry and all of that in the first game against Dallas since the Winter Classic. Ryan Ellis is back in the lineup. And again, not necessarily looking for a fight, not necessarily looking, you know, for these two teams to duke it out, but you need some extra emotion. Come out and dominate the first 10 minutes. And, you know, Roman Josi has done a lot of great things this year. I mean, he has already set some records. He's at 62 points, 16 goals, 46 assists. Roman Josi is first in shots, second in points among defensemen. I mean, he is doing everything. But now this is one of those games where the four guys that we have really talked about, Arvidsson and Johansson, you know, they're showing flashes, but still have something extra. Matt Duchene, Philip Forsberg. One of those four guys, I am issuing the challenge, needs to find that second level, that next level tonight. This is the type of game where they can do that. And I know they're capable of it. Forsberg is knocking on the door. Philip Forsberg has been right there. He's had some key assists, but he's a goal scorer. That's what you pay him for. You pay him to be your goal scorer. And Willie said it on this show that he felt like he could still get to 30 goals. Well, he hasn't yet. He's not close to it. Right now, Philip Forsberg is still sitting on 18. And look, that's okay. He's tied for the team leading in goals. There are three guys with 18 goals. Forsberg, Bonino, Craig Smith. The fact that you don't have anyone at 20 yet is a little concerning. And the fact that Philip Forsberg is not that one that's over 20 is very disturbing. I mean, he is who you rely on to be a goal scorer. So I'm issuing that challenge to him. This is the perfect opportunity for him to break through and become that guy that we all know he can be. And I'll say this, because I've covered Philip for a long time. A lot of you, you know, have met Philip out and about. You know what he's about. You listen to him talk. He's very passionate about this game. I think this is bothering him more than it's bothering any of us, the fact that he's sitting on 18 and hasn't scored since January, that he is struggling to break through and find the back of the net. I think it's bothering him more than anybody. But the fact of the matter is, you have to shake it off. You have to get out of your own way sometimes, get out of your head, and figure out how to break through and do it. As I said, I think tonight is the perfect opportunity for him to do that and to try and break in and get to 19. Let's not worry about 30. Let's get to 19 at this point as your Philip Forsberg. Darren McFarland rejoins us here on the show. How is everything down in the Predators locker room after morning skate? Saw that they had a full skate today.
They did. Business as usual. Obviously a little bit somber with, you know, what everything they've come back to.
Sure.
I thought it was really cool to hear Matt Duchene, Ryan Ellis. I spoke with Mattias Ekholm for a good while, and you'll hear that conversation tonight in pregame. But, you know, they have families.
Yeah.
And in Mattias and Ryan Ellis' case, and Matt Duchene, they had young kids, you know, and they're on a plane and they're going yep. to Minnesota, which is pretty far away, and you don't know anything until you land, and then you get all these messages, and, you know, there's nothing you could do about it. Now, luckily, and Ryan Ellis said it, Matt Duchene, they feel very fortunate that really nobody in the room, really nobody in the organization for the most part, at least –
yeah,
who they deal with, hockey ops. Nobody was really affected, and
right.
they're very blessed and thankful. But also, just the recognition, you know, guys like Ryan Ellis and Mattias Ekholm that have been in this market for a while. And Matt Duchene, certainly, that's one of the things that he loves about Nashville, right? It just everybody's, you know, none of them are surprised at the response and how people have stepped up and just immediately taken over and trying to help out and all the great stories that are going on. Tim Corbin, you know, we went over to DCA yesterday to talk to their football coach, and he told us that, you know, their football field got pounded. I mean, I think he said the goalposts were down, the scoreboard was flat. I mean, they took a major hit, and guess what? It's not football season. You brought that up. Like, okay, your first game is in August, but guess what it is? It's baseball season.
Yep.
And Tim Corbin was nice enough to let the baseball team from DCA go over at the Hawk yesterday.
Yep.
And, I mean, the stories are endless. I mean, I just
talked to Woody Hunt, the legendary Cumberland baseball coach, about, you know, his house is destroyed.
Yes.
And you know what he's doing this weekend? He's coaching a baseball tournament. They're going on the road. They got a series. And I said, is that therapy for you? And he said, yep, that's why I'm doing it. And the wife told me to go, and he's going and doing his job to help him through that. You know, they're safe and unscathed. But, yeah, and look, there's going to be more in the coming days. I know Chris Mason, you know, that's usually on with us on Wednesday, he was cutting up trees and helping with cleanup yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know more is going to be coming with the Predators and what they're doing. One thing that I was saying to start this segment, Darren, is I'm curious to see the first 10 minutes of this game because I feel like there's going to be more emotion and there needs to be more emotion. And you put everything together, the events of Tuesday morning, you know, feed off of that and that so many fans are coming here to escape and to see their hockey team play. I think that's something that the guys can feed off of. You're playing the Dallas Stars for the first time since the Winter Classic. Number 10, Corey Perry, is going to be on the ice. I'm not saying you have to go fight him. I'm not saying you have to, you know, get any payback, but there's some different emotion there. I want to see this team show some emotion in the first 10 minutes because I think that's what we've been looking for. That was the whole Roman Josi saying, we got to play mad. This, if there were ever a game where you could do that, I think this is the one tonight because it's must win. They have to get 2 points.
I had somebody send me this picture, and I know this is radio, so this is not great. But I just wanted to show you kind of what we're talking about. I had a buddy send me this yesterday. This is a house, a dwelling in Cookeville that had a family of four in it.
Wow.
In it when that hit. Look at that. They all survived. Everybody was okay. Mm. I don't even know. It's barely – anything is barely standing. There's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 walls?
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I don't even know how they're standing. Maybe they have debris holding them up. Basically, the entire house is flattened, and they were in the house. And I said, how in the world? I'm thankful, and I cannot believe this picture had a family of four in, and they all survived. He said they went to the middle of the house, literally the middle of the house, and they made it. But, I mean, there's stories like that all over the place. So you're right. I think it's going to be – tonight will be healing for some people. Some people that have – maybe went through more than what we experienced.
Sure.
And they're going to be in the building tonight. And this is kind of their escape from their lives being turned upside down the last couple of days. So, and oh, by the way, with all that being said, there's a really big hockey game too. And it's a big game for the Predators. And they know it. And this is an opportunity here against a very good Dallas team in the next 72 hours to collect points, and that's what they're in the business of doing right now with 16 games to go. We talked about it earlier. You don't realize it until you put it in perspective of the team has 72 points right now, okay? And we're projecting out, and there are websites that can do this for us, but I know we've been talking about this for a long time, and usually that cut line is around 95, 96 points. Depending on the year, this year it's a little bit lower because the Western Conference is not as strong as it's been in the past. I think that cut line is probably going to be around 93, 94.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And if you have 72 points with 16 games to go, quick math, that's 32 points you have potential to maximize. That is your ceiling of points you can collect the rest of the way. Well, if we go to the floor number, if we're going on the 93-94, quick math again, that's 21 points. So you got to get 21 of 32, and that's if the number is 93.
Right.
Now, you if just, it's 94, you got to get 22 of 32 points to get in.
Little room for error.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's there really, I guess what I'm getting at is there's no more room for three-game losing streaks, right? That gets you no points. Maybe a three-game losing streak, all of them in either overtime or shootout, where you at least got a point. But three straight games with no points, that window is probably closed at this stage in the game.
Yeah. I mean, you can't – this 500 hockey team thing isn't going to work. So they have to – and that's why I say it starts tonight, because these next two games, you got to win both of them, in my opinion. Central Division games, I mean, look, you can forget about the top three. That's okay. Just get in, get to the – you know, Brett Kern and I were talking about that last night, that he looks at this team like he looked at the Titans, you know, probably around the 12, 13-game mark of, hey, we just got to get in. And when we get in, then we'll show what we got, and that's exactly what happened. That's what the Predators did in 16-17 when they went to the Stanley Cup Final. It's just what you do with it once you get in. But they gotta show more consistency. And you put together a win streak of, you know, four or five, something like that, and I mean a win streak, not a point streak, then I think that could show some people some things. But right now, it's still that up and down. And they could still sneak in with that type of play, but I think it's going to be difficult if they don't try and put together some sort of winning streak.
No doubt about it. We'll come back and wrap up the second hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase. But first, let me talk to all the men out there. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. And you know I've been talking about them for years now. And they know a lot of you men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And that I'm talking to everybody as we all get older, because these things start happening. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician over there. He is the one that is front and center on this quest to helping you. His wife, Daphne Lodge, is the registered nurse, and their experienced staff want to give you men out there the treatments that are required to improve your quality of life. And I want that, and I hope you do too. And their services have already helped a lot of you here in the Middle Tennessee area and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems, your energy levels, your cognitive function, and so much more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and make an appointment like I have by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always check out their website, coolspringsmd.com. Talk to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, coming up at noon. Elliot Friedman at 1 o'clock, our weekly chat with him. Always looking forward to that. So let's kind of set up what we're going to talk about with Terry. Let's get into
set us up.
What has been the conversation, right?
Yep.
That will not go away for good reason. And we had a really interesting conversation with Tim Asselbeck yesterday, because I even referenced this just a little bit ago for people who didn't know, who didn't hear yesterday. He was fantastic, like always. He joins us every Wednesday at noon. And Tim has been hardcore 0% chance Tom Brady comes here, right?
Yep.
0% chance.
Yep.
No chance, no way, no how. For, well, I don't know how long the conversation we've been having with him. It's been going on. It's been going on for, what, at least a month, right?
I know. I mean, we've been basically since the end of the playoffs, we've been talking about Tom Brady in some way or another. And even in the regular season, it came up a couple times, because we just, you know, would have the random spitball of what if. So it's been a while.
So he's had one position and one position only. And so yesterday I decide, you know what? I mean, we've made it a weekly deal with him. I'm not going to shy away from it. There was a new layer to it that Mike Vrabel, we all saw the FaceTime at the Syracuse basketball game. The reports were out there that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady had met, and things didn't exactly go great. So I circle back around and say, all right, still feel the same way. And he took me by surprise of, Yeah. All of a sudden, Tim's got a little happy feet.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's kind of stuttering around with that answer, which he never had any problems. And that tells me, because I said, Tim, you are up there in Bristol, okay, all the time. You're around the Adam Schefters, the Jeff Darlingtons, all the NFL people, Field, Yates, all of them. Are you telling me that it just now something just – like, why now? You've been so hardcore. No, 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 no. Now today, you're waffling a little. And I said yesterday, and been saying this, there's just been too much smoke in all this. And I can't imagine. This is different. There wouldn't be this many people constantly talking about it. And let's not forget, Vegas is in the business to make money. And they have odds makers, okay? They handicap things. And they don't do things to lose money. So they kind of have a pretty good feel for how things are going to play out. And the fact is, if Tom Brady, if there was 0% chance and all this was hooey-fooey, he would be a Mike Tyson versus Buster Douglas, you know, favorite.
Sure.
To stay in New England, and that's that. And basically everybody else is the 99-1 horse in the race, right? Where it's like, well, I'll just maybe throw $2 on this horse just in case. That's not the case, though. I mean, is he still the favorite? Yes. But the odds are not crazy like you would think. They are certainly factoring in the Titans. They are certainly factoring in the
Titans
Chargers.
Are the favorite besides the Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah, they're plus 500.
Right.
And these are the latest odds.
If there was no chance, it would be plus 5,000.
Sure.
Not plus 500.
Like the ones that – so you have the Patriots are minus 120, Titans plus 500, Raiders, Chargers plus 600, Colts plus 900, 49ers plus 1,000, and then others.
I mean, minus 120 is about as close as you can get to basically just even, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is barely a favorite. That is barely a favorite.
Right.
A hardcore favorite, no chance is going to happen. It would be, I don't know, minus, I don't know, what would you say a good number would be? 1,000? Maybe not that high. I mean.
If it was minus
800, 600,
yeah,
800.
If it was minus 500, then you feel pretty good about that.
I'm talking about, like, no chance. Minus 1,000. Like I said, Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Like you have to lay so much down to win anything because everybody knows where this is going. That's not the case. Minus 120 is barely a favorite. So now you take notice that all these people are saying stuff and all these reports keep coming out. And Jeff Darlington has doubled down. If we were playing poker, he has doubled down on his bet. His chips are all in the middle of the table. And now you've got our guy, Tim Hasselbeck, going, yeah, I'm sticking to it, but I'm also
I don't feel good about it.
I'm hard-headed, and I think I'm just going to stick with it because I've been so adamant about it. So even he's changed. So with that being said, how do you feel about it, even though we've talked about it? I know you're more in the Tania, but have things changed? Are you starting to go, you know what? I think like there is a real shot of this happening. I mean, by the way, we're going to find this out sooner rather than later. This is not something we have to wait 3 months to figure out.
We're going to have a good answer here
this
soon.
Month.
Now,
we're going to know.
There's a report, and Adam Schefter, you know, or I mean, there are others that have said that they're hearing it too, that they could franchise tag Henry and let Tannehill test free agency. Hearing that gives more credence to Tom Brady.
Say that again.
I've seen different reports that say that Derrick Henry would be franchise tagged and they'd let Tannehill test free agency.
Yes.
That right there gives more credence to Tom Brady. That the backroom conversation, and you know, I was on with Floyd yesterday and I made the comment of, you know, the combine where all the tampering happens, and he laughed and goes, I wouldn't know anything about that. Look, everybody knows that at the combine, that's when you have dinners and you're talking to agents and stuff like that. So that stuff definitely happens, and that's when all this leaks out. So to answer your question, I have always felt like, all right, there's a little bit of smoke here. There is something to this. It's not going away. I stick to my guns that they want to keep Tannehill, that Tannehill is going to be the quarterback week one for the Tennessee Titans. I will stick to that. But I kind of think I'm looking at it like you would from the opposite side of, you're with Brady and you think it's going to be Brady, but you also wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being Tannehill. I'm now in the camp of, I don't know if it would really blow me away, surprise me, shock me, if they end up doing this.
Especially as of like a month ago, you would have been.
Yeah, because I was still like, he's going to go back. He'll go back to New England. But Schefter put out there yesterday, well, there was a report that Brady and Belichick had talked and it didn't go well. Schefter then comes back and says, they talked. It wasn't yesterday. It was a few days ago. And it was business as usual. So you can take that for whatever it means. I think people are going to say, well, it didn't go well because he's not under contract. He didn't have a deal. And so you're going to say, okay, well, it didn't go well because Bill didn't re-sign him. I don't read much into that. You think they really pick up the phone? Hey, Tom, what's up? It's Bill. How you doing? How's everybody? You good?
Yeah.
How's the golf game? That's not their relationship.
Never has been.
And
but look, it's worked.
Well, I'm gonna bring this up with Terry, but I'll bring this up with you too, because Eric Mangini came out and said he doesn't know if he likes the whole idea of friends. You know, Tom Brady playing for his best friend, playing or for his buddy, for Mike Vrabel. And Floyd and I were discussing that some yesterday. That could be a concern. Does that concern you at all? Favoritism, or you don't expect there to be.
What does that mean?
Okay,
favoritism.
So let's say even if Mike Vrabel, this isn't his intent at all, but you know Tom Brady does Tom Brady things. I mean, he's 43. Maybe he doesn't have to, you know, go to a certain workout or something like that. Some guy, you know, way down on the roster could look at that of, oh, well, you know, that's just Vrabes helping his buddy out.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that.
Some guy down on the roster, get over it, dude. That's life. It's not football. That's life. It's how it works.
I understand.
But Tom Brady's earned it. You haven't. So get over it.
Right. And that's how.
And then when you get out in the real world, when your football career's over, you'll find that out.
Right.
That's how it works.
It does. But I think there could be some credence to that, you know, and what if things don't go well? Then what with their friendship? I mean, what if it doesn't work like everybody thinks?
Well, nobody knows what it's going to do. I mean, it's not, nothing's a given. Neither's Ryan Tannehill.
Sure.
It's not a given.
No, that's true.
For all these people that think Ryan Tannehill's a given, it's not a given.
No.
Nobody knows how this is going to play out with either one of them.
It could all blow up either way.
Of course.
You know, it could.
Because last time I checked, I don't remember a foolproof anything. Is there one?
No.
I'd like to know about it.
No.
Because I want to sign up for the foolproof where you know
I'd love
how
to
it's going to play out.
I'd sign up for a lot of foolproof things.
Man, I would line it up.
What's her name?
I've got a pen.
Thank you.
We'll come back. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. To kick off the third hour, Darren Donnick and Chase. That's next.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.